You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. There are two initiatives up for a vote in November in the city of Boise. One is in regards to a new stadium. The other deals with a possible new main library. There was a grassroots effort to get these initiatives on the ballot. The group, called Boise Working Together, believes there should be more citizen oversight and direction before costly civic endeavors are started. Joining us live in studio to talk more are Adelia Simplot. She is president of Boise Working Together, and David Klinger and Dave Kangas, also with Boise Working Together. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Thank you.
I just want to start with how this group was formed. And David, can I ask you that to start?
Well, you know, this issue of the library project really only became real for most Boiseans back in June of 2018. The stadium project's been around for a number of years looking for a place to land. But what happened in June of 2018? That's when the project was first unveiled to the public, the impacts, the cost, and the design. So we've really only been at this about 15 months. And as that project was unveiled to the public, as the costs were acknowledged, and as the impacts were put on the table, we began asking questions. And we asked questions for the remainder of 2018, and we're really not getting a lot of meaningful and satisfactory answers. So last January of 2019, we felt we had to exercise our rights under the Idaho State Constitution to pursue these two citizen initiatives, and that's what they are. They are initiatives brought by the citizens of this city, the 7,000 people who signed them. These are accountability initiatives, and these two propositions that we will vote on in November, or begin voting on actually in October with early voting and absentee voting, really are designed to instill a better way of doing business.
And Dave, so David mentioned 7,000 signatures. So talk to me about that process, because it's not like you just can get a group together and decide to put something on the ballot.
You know, we had a really motivated and organized team that helped us do that. And if you look at the time frames from our initial petition to getting a review to rewriting the petition, we had less than 60 days, I think, to get those 7,000 signatures. Mm-hmm. It was easy, actually. People wanted to sign. They wanted to have their say on these projects.
So can I ask, this is not necessarily about being for or against something, and you're nodding your head, Adelia.
Right.
It's, what is it? Tell me what it is about.
Well, I think people feel they haven't been heard from. And so I think they were eager to sign. We didn't have a problem asking, explaining what we were about. And we had a very short time to do this. So you can imagine it was winter. We had really from the end of February until the 30th of April when we delivered these signatures. And I think people thought that it couldn't be done, but it was. And we had a small group, but we were dedicated. And we found that the people were very much in favor of what we were doing.
So, David, talk to me about what you're actually doing. And what I mean is, what are people going to be voting on come November? Because it can seem a bit confusing.
Actually, it's quite simple. Voters will see on the ballot two propositions. One relates to stadiums. One relates to libraries. Simple yes or no votes. There are no other competing initiatives on the ballot, although the city tried to pursue one and the county said, no, you're not doing that. So there's a very clear choice. And the two initiatives that are on the ballot are brought by the citizens. They ask a very simple question. Do you want more accountability on projects of this size? A yes vote would mean more accountability. A no vote means, no, we're satisfied with staffing this out, letting others make the decision, status quo.
Does that yes vote go farther in regards to what that more accountability would look like?
Well, what a yes vote would do would basically set future law for our city council, the direction for the council from here on out, in the sense that if they chose to pursue projects of this magnitude, libraries over $25 million, stadiums over $5 million, you first have to get a higher level of citizen buy-in and consent before you spend money. So if these were to pass, it sets the new rule. And in the future, as projects come down the pike, as the city wants to spend money, there'd have to be a vote. There'd have to be a greater level of citizen consent. That vote we have made intentionally a low bar for the city. They'd only have to get a 50%.
So it's not a two-thirds majority
that
we see.
No, it is not nearly the supermajority that initiatives, that levies and referenda require. It is a low bar for the city. And
do other cities do things like this? And I'm not talking necessarily in Idaho, but is this something we've seen in other cities?
If you look, the reason I got involved because I looked at the library last fall when they were, and I go, God, if they can get the citizens to pass the bond for that, more power to them. Then I realized that they were moving forward without taking a vote. They're going through urban renewal funds. Most cities take out a bond. They don't have the ability to come up with $50 million or more in cash and what they're talking about now, or try to use urban renewal. They go to the citizens and get a vote. The Salt Lake Library did that. You know, this is all about vote yes if you want to vote on the library. It is a two-step process. So that is part of the thing. It is a two-step because we have to pass the law. All we've done so far is given the people, the voters, an opportunity to create the law.
And that's the clarity, I think, right there that people are looking for, is that what is on, what will be on the ballot is exactly what you said, Dave. Do you want to put a law into effect that would give citizens more oversight?
That's totally
yes
correct.
Or no? Yeah.
So we the 7,000 signatures got it here. The voters have to approve it. If they don't approve it, then that all goes to waste and we're back to business as usual.
Nothing in this process says we can't have great libraries and great stadiums. It just raises the accountability. And I would make the case that if you have greater citizen support and buy-in from the get-go, you have stronger projects, better projects. Conversely, if you don't get that buy-in, you're going to have poorer projects. Dave mentioned that the library project in Salt Lake, the designer for the Boise Library did the Salt Lake Project. That was voted on, as was Minneapolis, as was Denver, as was Austin.
So that's what basically your group is asking for. And Adelia,
yes.
With you, I mean, talking about, you know, that citizen buy-in, you have a very long history in the city of Boise. You've seen the growth of this city. And for you, it was really about the cabin being moved, correct?
Yes.
So talk to me about that.
Well, I've, of course, I was born here, so I feel like I know my city backwards and forwards. And we've always loved the cabin. It's been there. And I was stunned to go to a city council meeting and have the council members say, well, why is the cabin there? And there they were discussing moving it. And It's not allowed, but I raised my hand and I stood up and I said, the cabin is there because that is where the pioneers crossed the river when they came down the Oregon Trail, which is Boise Avenue. The people who live here now going down Boise Avenue every night, they're on the Oregon Trail. And the cabin is there because the CCC boys built it. And it's a cabin. It's an exquisite cabin because it has no chinking. It's of a design that is a lost art now. It came from thousands of years ago from the Finns. And our history in America goes back to the cabin. Abraham Lincoln, you know, was born in a cabin. And so to me, to just simply ignore the fact that there it is and to, in a very high-handed way, say we'll move the cabin, I was stunned. Mm-hmm. And so that's what brought me into this, because I wrote a letter to the editor, and David called me and said, could we meet and talk about this? And I said, yes. And so we invited some people in that we thought might be interested in helping save the cabin. And that was the beginning. And that was really in February. And so we feel like we've sort of created a little miracle, mm-hmm. because the people of Boise want to be heard. They want to have a say about how their city is, how it evolves.
What the growth looks like in the city.
Yes. Right. And we've always loved our boulevard. I mean, it was always the gateway into the city. So you can imagine how surprised I was to go on YouTube and see this architect, Mr. Safdi, say, well, they seem to want to have the boulevard as an entry into the city. And I thought, goodness, that's been an entry into the city for 100 years. Mm-hmm. And so I think the people are wanting to be heard. And so we feel that we've given them a path.
An opportunity. So the day after the election on November 6th, how will you feel no matter how these votes go?
Well, we promised the citizens of Boise one thing, that we would get them a vote, and we got them a vote. It's in the next 5 or 6 weeks or so, it's their job now to exercise their civic responsibility to educate themselves on admittedly a topic that's a little complicated, mm-hmm. but we hope they will study this issue, read the newspaper, go to our website, www.boiseworkingtogether.com, educate themselves. It's up to them to decide how to vote on this. We got them a vote that we were opposed very strongly by our city leadership. They do not want this on the ballot. They still do not want it on the ballot. But we persisted.
I want to thank all three of you for coming in today and talking about this. Appreciate you coming in and telling us how all of this happened in such a short amount of time. We've been talking with Adelia Simplot, who is the president of Boise Working Together, David Klinger and Dave Kangas, also with Boise Working Together, about how they got these two initiatives that will be on the ballot for the city of Boise come November. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Up next, a conversation with Boise Police Chief Bill Bones as he gets set to retire. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.